Father, I thank you so much for this morning, and I thank you so much for the gift of these women on the call. Thank you for letting me be part of their lives. Thank you for the love that you have for each one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you have covered us with your love, that you have covered our sins by your blood so that we can come unveiled before you, that we can approach your throne of grace and receive from you. So I pray that you would guide our words today, that you would guide our prayers, that our prayers would be words that would release heaven over each other's lives and the lives of people we care for, and that you would also just draw us closer to your heart, that we abide in you today, Lord. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
What I wanted to share was from, I think it was Monday's scripture, and something that the Lord gave me in that, I want to bring up the verse. I was praying that simple Psalm 17:8, where he says, wondrously show your loving kindness, O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. And so as I prayed, as I kind of put myself under the shadow of God's wings and had that visual of the veil, first I rested there, but then I also, and I prayed for people from that place, but I also had this picture of my day, like realizing that sometimes when things distress me, what I feel like inside is I want to hide under the covers. Like that's what, something is really upsetting to me, I just want to hide from it. Not like hide in the Lord, just I don't want to see anything, but under the covers you can't see. But when we hide under the shadow of God's wing, we can still look out. Like we still get to see what we need to face. And even where like our bed covers stay in one place, under the shadow of God's wing, he moves. He goes with us through the day. So as we enter into situations, we don't have to stay in one place and we don't have to have our eyes covered. We can face those things. And so I had one of the people I was praying for was my son, and just wanting more for him in a certain area. It's just where he spends a lot of time playing a video game, and that's something we're continually kind of confronting or strategizing on. As I prayed about it, the Lord gave me this picture of kind of taking him under my wing, you know, versus like, rah, 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 turn off the TV, rah, 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 do something meaningful. to say no, to like, come and bring him, like, I am under the shadow of the Lord's wing, but can I come put my arm around him and draw him closer for those kind of confrontations? And then at church that on Sunday morning, I think I studied this one on Sunday, we do Q&A at church, and I jumped in when someone else was, as someone else was speaking, you know, I had this pressing thing that I felt like I had to say, and as I reflected afterwards, I wanted to just apologize to him for jumping in, you know, for the interruption. And as a people pleaser, part of me feels so ashamed when I realize, oh, I've done something that might offend somebody, you know, oh, heaven forbid that I didn't handle things right. So I, again, that picture of, okay, Amy, you can go to him and apologize. He's not angry, you know, but under the shadow of his wings. Like, I still, my father goes with me, and I am covered. So there's not the shame. It's just like clear things up from a place of love and security in the Lord. So that's what I wanted to share today, even as we pray and as we not just pray, but we go out from here, that that in that place of covering and care and love and protection, we can see the things that are difficult and we can move towards them from a place of our own being loved by the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, beautiful.
I can totally relate to the son's problem with the video games because
me too.
My son is 23, and it's like his phone is growing out of his body. And I'm glad you shared that, because then I can think too, as God putting a covering over him and being in the shadow of his wings and showing him without me having to nag him too. So thank you for that, Amy.
Mm. I think that that first scripture, the first kind of day of doing that, really encouraged me to be okay with the personal shadow of the wings before going out. I think I'm in a season that I feel a lot of, again, it's the people please, but it's the bigger picture, church, do more, be more, or it's that struggle, but just the concept of being under the shadow of his wings and very personal. He's delighting in the relationship, and that's a great starting place to then be refreshed under that shadow, such that wherever we're going, like you're saying, we're in a posture, a position of being delighted in and being cherished, such that that's the starting place before we go out to others, to our children, to our husbands, to our family, even to church. So I think that's what struck me about that, that first starting point in this journey, and I really appreciated that, just to be reminded of that, to stay under his veil sweetly.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, right, to move out from a place of security.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you want, anybody wanted to share from their devotions or from this before we go into prayer?
I really like that scripture too. The one you're talking about, the Psalm 17, 7 and 8. Just even the very first sentence, wondrously show your loving kindness, O Savior, of those who take refuge at your right hand. Just the fact that we can be in awe of the Lord's love and how awesome and how wonderful his love is. We can be awestruck with his love, and I love the idea of us abiding in the shadow of his wings, that, like you were saying, that sense of security and safety in him, it means everything. You know, how could we be, it'd be terrible not to know the Lord and just be all alone out there, you know, but we have that safety and that security in him all the time, wherever we go. So I like that reminder too. Like you were saying, I'm not sure if that was, is that Barb, probably?
Right.
Yeah. But, so I really like that scripture, too. And also the very first one that you brought out, Amy, that he brought me to the banqueting house and his banner over me was love. That's just such a sweet scripture to be reminded of that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I just picture, like, he's parading you around, like, this is the one I love.
Right, right. I love that. Yeah, that he celebrates over us as we celebrate in him.
Well, I think for me this has been a journey, and I appreciate Amy putting this together, because the thread for me is, like you see, the starting point where the banquet, the banner's over, so it's very personal, and I guess what hit me was then the posting by the veil, and I've been so acutely aware of, especially women who are veiled and oppressed. And so the scripture that I know I posted this already, but it the thread goes to today, but the scripture about in Christ there's freedom, you know, and the veil, you know, we will be unveiled in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's like, that was the 2 Corinthians, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the exercise that, or the activity that you included, Amy, was placing the veil somewhere visually up, you know, the banner, the Jesse of, the root of Jesse. And I put my veil, I'm not in my kitchen, I have like little cutouts, like little windows, and when I placed it up there, it just immediately reminded me of Rahab and Jericho, and how she placed that scarlet cord, essentially a veil, a banner, saying that this is, I want to be saved by essentially the people of Israel, by God of Israel, because by faith I want to be saved. And I guess the prayer, the transition was that it's very much on my heart, the people of the world who are persecuted and veiled, not only physically, but religiously and all of that, and just the visual of one day that, just like Rahab, who was a Gentile, she was essentially unveiled and grafted into the people of Israel. And one day, Jesus, when he returns, and it's happening now too in individual stories, but just that unveiling and the freedom and the peace that comes from that. So that was such a visual there for me. And again, the transition from personal, how to start it as personal and not knowing it is a personal relationship, but today's scripture implies the Gentiles as nations, as bigger peoples, are going to be unveiled and brought into the freedom of Christ.
Right, from all over. In my journal, I saw these stick figures, but like the world, like people just coming from everywhere to that banner, to that root of Jesse.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you're bringing that out, because just a couple days ago, or was it yesterday? A couple of days ago, I was listening to a message from our pastor, because I had to miss the message on Sunday, so I was listening to it online. And at the end, he was having us ask the Lord, "What are you saying to us, Lord?" And I asked the Lord, "What is it you're saying to us?" And I literally saw in my head Rahab, like a picture of Rahab, the red scarlet cord. And I'm thinking, okay, so what is it you're? I don't. But I've been praying about it. Like, what are you saying to me through that, Lord? And that's really interesting that you brought that out. He's speaking to me, obviously, and you. About that, you know.
And well, let's pray. Let's start our prayer time. Let's actually start by praying for that, even for ourselves and the ones we love, and then but also the people of the world, for those veils to be removed. And then we can, and we'll just pray for a bit, and then take individual requests, or you can pray out specific requests, even if you just want to pray them rather than say them, you know, rather than talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me close us out. God, we offer our days to you. We thank you that you met us. We thank you that you heard our prayers. Thank you that you love us deeply. I pray your blessing on each woman here, on Christine, on Barbara, on Renee, that you would pour out your spirit fresh. Thank you, Jesus. Walk with us today. Open our eyes to see where you're at work. Open our ears to hear what you have to say. And form yourself in us, so that as we interact with our families or beyond our families, that something of you, something of that fragrance of you goes out from us today. And I thank you that when we fail, or that you've already covered those failings, help us not to get tripped up, but just to continually turn back to you and walk in grace. So thank you, Jesus. This day is yours and we're yours. We pray in your name. Amen.
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 Yeah.